Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're continuing to learn in our lesson called Give Thanks, which is all about Thanksgiving. Now, do you remember when Thanksgiving is? What day of the month is Thanksgiving? Carolyn?
Oh, I know, Gabe. I know.
Yes?
It is, well, in America, the fourth Thursday of November.
That is right, the fourth Thursday of November. And in today's lesson, we're talking about a little bit about what people do after Thanksgiving. And the next day is called Black Friday, and lots of people get to go out and they go shopping on Black Friday. It can be very crowded. Well, would you like to shop during a time where you knew there would be lots of people? Carolyn, how does that sound?
Well, I don't really like to go shopping if there are going to be a lot of people, but I do like to go shopping if there is a sale.
Yes. Well, there is a sale on Black Friday, and that's why so many people go out on Black Friday. Let's learn more about this in our lesson right now.
Give thanks. The next day is a big sale day called Black Friday. The Christmas season officially begins then, and people want to buy Christmas gifts as early as possible. Also, Black Friday successfully tempts consumers to spend their money on discounted or hot sale items. Some stores open as early as midnight. You can hardly find a spot in the parking lot in front of a mall or a big retail store.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Thanksgiving is a time for family, fun, and food. But for many, it's also a time for shopping. In Day 2 of our Life in America article with Pauline, we'll learn a little bit more on this new shopping trend. Let's take a look at our keyword for the day before we begin. Discount. Discount is a verb. The store's discounted summer clothes sold quickly. Parking lot. Parking lot is a noun. Because Charlie is a manager, he has his own place in the company's parking lot. Click. Click is a verb. When Judy clicked on the title, a new web page opened and the whole article showed up. Gratitude. Gratitude is a noun. After enjoying his wife's cooking, Dennis washed all of the dishes out of gratitude. Your more information words are retail. Retail is an adjective. Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday is a noun. Let's get right to it and begin the article.
Okay, let's go back up to the beginning of this section here. We're learning about Black Friday. We read, the next day is a big sale day called Black Friday. Of course, Thanksgiving is on a Thursday, so every year this big sale is on a Friday called Black Friday.
Well, that is a very interesting name. I wonder where it came from. I think Steve and Ken have that information waiting for us in the info cloud. Let's go there now.
Hi, everybody. You might be wondering how Black Friday got its name. Now, if you ask people, they might tell you that the name stems from retailers using the day's huge receipts as their opportunity to get in the black and become profitable for the year.
You may recall an InfoCloud lesson earlier this year in which we discussed what it meant for a business to be in the black. If it's creating more income than expenses, then it is in the black. This expression comes from accounting. It just means having made a profit.
However, that's not how Black Friday got its name. The name actually dates back to Philadelphia in the mid-1960s. The Friday in question falls between Thanksgiving and the traditional Army-Navy football game that's played in Philadelphia on the following Saturday. So the city was always bustling with activity on that day.
Now, the hordes of people were great for businesses, but they were a nightmare for police officers, cab drivers, and anyone who had to drive in the city that day. The police started referring to the annual day of chaotic traffic as Black Friday to reflect how irritating it was.
So if that was the case, where did the whole get in the black story come from? Well, apparently, store owners didn't want to have their biggest shopping day associated with such a negative name. So in the early 1980s, someone came up with the accounting angle to put a more positive spin on the big day.
今天的课文提到 Black Friday, 黑色星期五。 讲到 Black Friday, 很多人以为黑色是因为这一天商店的生意兴隆，使全年的业绩成为 in the black, 有盈余，不至于出现赤字。其实不是这么回事。Black Friday 这个词其实是在1960年代美国费城的警察创造的，因为一年一度的陆军和海军足球赛在这一天举行，于是呢，来自各地的球迷都会涌进费城，再加上圣诞节前的 采购群众使得城里面的交通大乱，那负责指挥交通的警察就称这一天为 Black Friday， 因为大家心情都很不好。那后来到了1980年代，有人觉得这个名字太负面了，就想到用会计学的用语 in the black 有盈余来解释 Black Friday 的意思。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Well, let's continue here learning about Black Friday. The Christmas season officially begins then, and people want to buy Christmas gifts as early as possible. Well, that sounds sensible, buying something as early as possible. And it's true. Many people think that whenever Thanksgiving ends, that's when the Christmas season begins. When I was growing up, my mom would always put up the Christmas tree the day after Thanksgiving, or somewhere around that time.
Well, so she would put up the tree on Black Friday.
Yep.
So she was not out shopping.
No, actually we weren't out shopping. Carolyn, did you go out shopping on Black Friday ever?
Well, actually, I did go once, Gabe, and, well, we'll talk a little bit more about why I might have gone out.
Okay.
But Black Friday is a very interesting day to go shopping because it is very, very crowded, and people can get a little bit angry if they can't find the item that they want to buy.
Huh. Well, I can imagine that. It's so crowded. There are so many people there who maybe want to buy the exact same things. Well, we learn here that people want to go shopping as early as possible. That's a good phrase to know, as something as possible. You want to do something as early as possible. Maybe you want to do something as little as possible. Or maybe you want to make something as big as possible.
Well, people want to spend as little money as possible on their Christmas gifts. So, we continue reading. Also, Black Friday successfully tempts consumers to spend their money on discounted or hot sale items. So, things are on sale, and it successfully tempts consumers or people who buy things to come out and spend their money.
That's true. They're very successful at this. That's why there are so many crowds on Black Friday. Of course, they have many discounted and hot sale items. Let's take a look at those words. The first one here from our word bank is discounted, or discount. If something has a discount, that means it is on sale. It has a cheaper price. It's on discount.
That's right. So you might ask someone when you are trying to buy something, oh, can you give me a discount? You know, I want to buy 5 of them, so surely you can give me a lower price, just a little discount.
And I think that's okay. It doesn't hurt to ask for a discount. They might not agree to give you a discount, but you can always ask. Well, here we see another word. It's a word we use almost every day, hot. It could be hot or cold, but here it has a little bit of a different meaning. What does it mean here, Carolyn?
Well, if something is hot, that means it is popular. Not that the temperature is very high, like the summer is hot, but that everyone wants to buy it. So you might say that the new iPhone is very hot, or Google Glass is very hot. Lots of people want to buy that item.
All right, so those are hot sale items, but maybe other things are hot. Maybe everyone's talking about something. You can say that's a hot topic. A hot topic. Or maybe a lot of people like to go to that place for their vacation. That's a hot spot for vacation.
That's right. So there are many ways you can use that word hot. Now, these are discounted items, so lots of people want to buy them, which makes them very hot. They go quickly. Now, continuing, some stores open as early as midnight. Wow, so you can start shopping on Black Friday at midnight, just as soon as Thanksgiving is over.
That's right, and I think a lot of people will go. Those stores are opening at that time, and they want to go as soon as they can to buy their Christmas gifts. We read here, you can hardly find a spot in the parking lot in front of a mall or a big retail store. Even at midnight, it's hard to find a parking spot in the parking lot. Let's look at that key word or that phrase, a parking lot. That's where you park your cars.
That's right. So, do you have a parking lot at your office? Can you park your car in the parking lot at the grocery store? There are lots of parking lots around now because lots of people drive cars and they need a place to park.
And sometimes if you're driving around and it's hard to find a spot, you could say that. I can't find a parking spot. I'll be there as soon as I can. I'm trying to find a parking spot. Well, Carolyn, Black Friday sounds interesting. You said you have gone shopping on Black Friday before?
Yes, I have. And we went, I think, at 4 in the morning because the store we wanted to go to opened at 6 a.m.
Wow. So you guys went there and waited in line for a couple of hours so you could shop?
Yes. But we had our shopping done by 10 a.m.
Well, that's not bad. Very interesting. Black Friday can be a very interesting day. Well, it's time for us to learn more with Michelle in the language lab, and then we'll see you later.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先，我们来看 discount 这个动词 ，dis 这个字首是指离开 ，count 是指计算，所以 discount 就是指打折或减价。例如 ,the department store discounts all items 10% for VIPs. 这家百货公司为 VIP 贵宾提供所有商品九折的优惠。Discount 也可以当名词。例如 ,you can get an extra 5% discount if you are a member. 如果您是会员的话还可以再打 0.5 折。继续我们看的是 parking lot 这个名词。Lot 是指一小块土地。所以 parking lot 是指停车场。例如 ,there's an underground parking lot near here. 这附近有一个地下停车场。如果是 parking space, 就是指停车格或停车位。例如 ,the guy rudely took my parking space. 这个男人粗鲁地抢了我的停车位。如果是整栋的停车场或者是立体停车场就叫做 parking structure. S-T-R-U-C-T-U-R-E. 例如 ,the parking structure can hold over 400 cars.这个立体停车场可以停400部车。
Today we are continuing the article Give Thanks, and we are learning all about Black Friday, which is the day after Thanksgiving.Thanksgiving is on a Thursday, and Black Friday is a big sale day for stores because everyone wants to buy their Christmas gifts as early as possible. Many items are discounted or they are on sale so that you can buy them at a cheaper price. And many stores open at midnight, so you have plenty of time to shop, but make sure you get there early or you might not be able to find a spot in the parking lot. Well, we are going to learn about another shopping day after Thanksgiving. Let's read that now.
Give thanks. After Black Friday, people are given another chance to shop till you drop Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday is designed for shoppers who prefer to shop online. Just click and your order will arrive within a couple of days. We are very thankful for our family and friends back home. They have supported and encouraged us over the past year. We are also thankful for the new friends we have met in the U.S. They have welcomed us, helped us, and taken us in. With gratitude in our hearts, we wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, we wish you a happy Thanksgiving too, Pauline. Okay, friends, let's go back to the beginning of this section. We're learning about another day that you can shop and look for things at discounted prices, okay? We read, after Black Friday, people are given another chance to shop till you drop Cyber Monday. Shop till you drop? When I drop something, it goes out of my hands, maybe onto the ground, and it maybe will break. Is that what drop means here?
No, it means that you are so tired that you just fall on the ground. You can't keep going. So if you shop till you drop, that means that you are shopping for a very long time, and you just get so tired you can't move anymore. And a lot of people shop till they drop on Black Friday, but you have another chance on Cyber Monday.
All right, Cyber Monday. If something is cyber, it's virtual. You can do it online or with a computer. Maybe you've heard of Cyber Village or Cyber Fun. Those are some things that we at Studio Classroom created for you if you're interested. Well, Cyber Monday. We read here, Cyber Monday is designed for shoppers who prefer to shop online. Does that sound like you?
That's right. Not everyone likes to fight the crowds on Black Friday, so they just wait until Cyber Monday. And we read, just click and your order will arrive within a couple of days. Well, this sounds great, but a lot of people also wait for Cyber Monday, so things sell out very quickly. So you will have to click very quickly as well.
Well, let's take a look at that word very quickly. Click. This is something that you do with your mouse at your computer. Of course, there's that sound, and it sounds like the word click. You are clicking with your mouse. Some words in English sound like the sound that they make, and click is one of those words. So, actually, this reminds me of a movie that I saw. It's called Click, and I would recommend it to you. Watch the movie Click.
Ah, well, yes. So, if you click your mouse, then you are selecting it. Maybe you can click something on your computer. You can click the picture to make it bigger. Mm-hmm. Or you can click the arrow to go to the next page. You can click on many things. So here you can just click, and with one click, you can buy all sorts of things that are discounted or on sale. Well, continuing on, Colleen writes, we are very thankful for our family and friends back home.
Well, that's great. Of course, around Thanksgiving, around a nice big holiday, you would be thinking about your friends and family back home. Now, what does that mean? Of course, your home is where you live. It might be your house or your apartment, but back home here, the idea is a little bit different. It's actually the idea of your home country or your home city or your town, not only your house.
That's right. So she's thinking about her home here in Taipei, mm-hmm. because she is in the United States. So she's thinking of back home. When I think about my family back home, then I am thinking about my family in West Virginia.
All right. And so you can use this phrase, back home. People will know you're not just talking about your house, but about where you come from. Well, she says, they have supported and encouraged us over the past year. Well, they've probably been writing letters and emails and different things to support and encourage Pauline and her family as they are overseas.
That's right. And she continues to write, "We are also thankful for the new friends we have met in the U.S. They have welcomed us, helped us, and taken us in. So they've been very fortunate with their life in the United States."
And if you remember, if you take someone in, that means you make them feel at home. You make them feel comfortable. Okay, and she continues, "With gratitude in our hearts, we wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving." She has gratitude in her heart. Let's take a look at that word, gratitude. If you have gratitude, that means you are thankful for things.
That's right. So you are thankful or grateful. I have a lot of gratitude for my parents. They have supported me in my life in Taiwan.
Well, I am also grateful for my friends and my family. It's important to have an attitude of gratitude. That's an easy way to remember this word. Have an attitude of gratitude. Well, I have gratitude for review skits and for Steve and Ken and Liz and, of course, Michelle in the language lab. Right now, it's time to review with a review skit and then join Michelle in the language lab.
Thanksgiving is just around the corner.
Huh? Where?
It's coming soon.
Oh, right. Thanksgiving. People watch football and eat turkey.
Oh, yes. But the holiday involves more than that.
Like what?
Well, Thanksgiving is a family time and a time for giving thanks.
Oh, Thanksgiving, giving thanks. I get it. That makes sense.
Yes, yes. And it's a time for charity.
Oh, cool. Well, thanks for telling me about Thanksgiving. Now I know more about it.
Okay. The day after Thanksgiving is called Black Friday.
Black Friday? Is it really dark?
No. The Christmas season officially begins then, and people begin shopping for Christmas gifts.
That early?
Yes. Consumers are tempted by hot sales.
Who shops on Black Friday?
Oh, everyone. Some stores open at midnight. You can hardly find a spot in the parking lot.
Wow, sounds like a great night or day for shopping.
Yes. And after Black Friday is Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday?
Yes. You can shop till you drop. Online.
Oh, really?
Yes. Just click and place your order.
Just click and spend your money.
Yes, that's true, too. Anyway, Thanksgiving is right around the corner.
That's great. Oh, I see it over there. Look.
Oh, where? Where? I don't see it. Oh, very funny.
Okay, 继续我们看的是 click 这个动词。 Click 在这里是指点选或按。 例如, click on the printer icon and choose the format. 按影印机的图示，然后选取要印出的形式。 Click 也可以当名词，例如 With just one click, you can transfer money to an overseas bank. 只要轻轻一点，你就可以把钱转到海外的银行。所以我们看的是 gratitude 这个不可数名词。Gratitude 是指感激或感恩。例如 I would like to express my gratitude to everyone here. 我想要对在场的每一位表达感激之情。 或者是 Hank prepared this bouquet of flowers to show his gratitude to his teacher. Hank 预备了这束花要表达他对老师的感激。Now I give the time back to our teachers.
Well, we've learned a lot with Pauline and her experiences at Thanksgiving in the United States. And of course, there are some great times you can go shopping for things at discounted prices. Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Of course, it's always important to give thanks. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. What are you thankful for? Carolyn, you mentioned you're grateful for your family. What else are you thankful for?
Well, I'm very thankful for all of the opportunities that I've been given in Taiwan. God has blessed me with a lot of really wonderful friends and relationships here.
Well, I'm glad you think of me as a wonderful friend, Carolyn, right?
Yes, Gabe. Yes, you are part of that.
Good. Well, I'm also very grateful for you as well. Friends, what are you thankful for? Talk about that in Chinese or English, whatever. Talk about the things you're thankful for. And join us again next time here at Studio Classroom.
See you.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. last a lifetime.